It's 6:20 on Radio 1, and now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails. We get so many to 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So what we do is trawl through them, and now on Thursdays after 6, we get a posh lady from Radio 4 to read them out, and we answer them for you. Here's the first one.
Name, David. Message, might be a bit stupid, but who are you? You look real bored, mate. Well, considering I'm mailing a complete stranger, I think I win on the boredom scale. Lol.
Lol, you're not making any sense.
No.
Don't know who you are. I don't know who you are.
I think that one was accidentally sent to your email rather than Radio 1 Cam. Therefore, do you see what I mean? He was looking at, he was watching Becky Cam.
Oh.
And there was somebody on there looking.
On it?
Right, okay.
Might
okay.
have been you, might not have been, but we don't know. Whoever it was obviously bored out of their brains.
Great. Let's move on.
Subject. From Unofficial Mills. Hi, this is my first post on here. I just wanted to let you know that Scott has made the front page of Guernsey's daily newspaper, the Guernsey Press. The title of the article reads out, Will Radio 1 Scott Bring Christmas Joy? And it features a picture of the man himself. The article discusses an on-air response he made to an invite to turn on Guernsey's Tree of Joy.
Now, this is when we were doing Chris Moore's show, do you remember? And a nice lady contacted me from Guernsey and asked if I would switch on the Christmas lights in Guernsey this year, and we had a big discussion about it. And it seems to have made the front page of the local Guernsey paper.
Made you sound a bit like Father Christmas, that headline.
Hello, Guernsey.
It's because you did say yes, didn't you?
You did say yes.
On air, I did say yes.
Now, and have you been in touch with her since?
Yes, I have.
And when are we going?
It is. Do you want me to look at my diary? I've confirmed it today.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are we going as well, or is it just you?
Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah? Switch on the Tree of Joy.
Chappers is looking less than impressed.
No, I've just had the article put up in front of me.
You could be bringing joy to the people of Guernsey.
Will Radio 1 Scott bring Christmas joy?
I like the
joy.
Dear Scots where Scott has to go through his diary live on air.
Right, they are. Yep, Saturday the 29th of November.
Ooh!
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah. That's my first Christmas light switch on ever.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, very much so.
Are you going to dress up?
You must have switched on Christmas lights before, haven't
you? No, I haven't.
Not even back in the day?
No. Oh, hang on. Yeah, there was one time in Manchester. In Manchester once. But that wasn't really me. It was loads of people. But I was
part of
it.
Well, who was it?
Some people from Coronation Street and Mrs. Merton.
Right. Hmm. Was that in Albert Square?
Yeah.
Did you not do that with Cleopatra as well?
No.
Was that something different?
That wasn't me.
Okay.
It was the guy... Who was the guy off the weather on this morning? What was his name?
Fred?
Yeah, him. Yep. Me, Fred, and I think whoever was in Coronation Street.
Did he bring that big map with him?
No. But that wasn't just me. This is just me in Guernsey, so I look forward to that very much. For some reason, though, the lady who got in touch with us in the first place, because we were talking about Panda Cam, decided to pose with a picture of a toy panda in the Guernsey paper. For no particular reason. So the fact that we were talking about pandas last week.
So the woman that's booked you is posed with a panda in the paper.
Yeah.
Yes. If that's what it takes to get you to one of their gigs.
And, you still said yes.
It worked. It worked. So I'll be coming on the 29th of November.
Becky
can't wait.
Said she's going with you.
Yeah, come with me.
Good. Let's do it.
Next.
Name, Tom. Message, hi Scott. I'm currently in school studying media, and we are learning about radio, so we recorded a parody of the Scott Mills Show. It was hilarious. I did a survey of all my mates, and they agreed that I did a better job than you usually do. So in about 8 years, you've got some competition. Love you. Tom, off of Malpas, Wales.
Now, I'd quite like to hear the Scott Mills parody show.
Mm.
So,
would you?
I'm
not cool.
I wonder who would play you.
Well, I don't know, some debonair young man, I would imagine.
Do you think his survey was just a bit biased? He said, and I surveyed all my mates.
And they all agreed I was better.
You see, I don't think they're real mates. Because real mates don't ever compliment you, do they?
No.
They always take the mick.
Anyway, Tom, do send us the parody and we'll see if you're funny or not. We'll be the judge.
Because we know what's funny.
I just want to hear it.
Dear, I don't.
Okay. Send it. Next.
Dear Scott, in my annual review, I'm going to cite Becky Cam as the reason why I didn't meet all of my goals this year. Do a wacko wave. Richard Sweeney.
What's a wacka wave?
Dunno.
I think you might just have to improvise.
Just do whatever waving you feel.
I think our boss is going to put that in his appraisal as well this year.
I think it's going to happen to a lot of people because some of the emails I'm getting, there are people that aren't doing any work and people that have designated computers for Becky Cam all day.
Right at this moment, Chloe and Freya in the office are rocking out on the Becky Cam in various head.
Freya's put a Sherlock Holmes hat on and Chloe looks like she's put on a swimming cap.
These are all people from our Radio 1 office where the webcam is, the Becky Cam. Go online and have a look. It's strangely addictive. Just weird people from our office and not doing much work and entertaining you instead at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's going to be up there this week and next week. People, lots of people not doing any work. There are people in their college. You've got it on in their like sixth form room, whatever, not doing anything at all.
Is it going to go on next week as well?
Yeah.
Oh. What? It's just going to cause the whole country's going to melt down. This is going to be worse than the credit crunch.
I doubt that, Becky.
Wow.
You're exaggerating a little bit.
I'm hardly ever on there. I'm just saying, everyone's so addicted to it. If we take it into another week, it's going to cause all sorts of chaos.
Becky's just said that she is worse than the credit crunch.
Next.
Name, Jasper Newman. Message, hey, Scott, Chappers and Becky. Here's one for you. How about you get the voiceover guy that's always saying Ridian to read out some of the periodic table? Like iridium, beryllium, cesium, lithium. Oh yeah, man. Comedy.
I love show ideas.
Yeah. Seriously, just go away and think about what you emailed in and then come back to us.
So, are you going to get him to do it?
Idiots.
Can you imagine booking him for a voiceover session? It's like, yeah, we've got four words for you. It's these periodic table, and then you're off.
What, love? I'm not saying that.
Don't give this idea any more airtime.
Right, next.
Dear Scott, I love your show. When I was living in Newcastle, I was used to listening to it every day. But now I'm back in Brazil, I have to be happy only listening to the podcast, which is funny and helps me to keep my beautiful English accent. I don't know why, but I've never been curious to know how you guys look like. But you said there was a picture of Becky on the website, so I checked that out. Well, she let me down a bit. I really thought she was blonde and green eyes. But she is still pretty, so stop making fun of her because of that picture with Katy Perry. We always have bad days. Chappers, I really thought you looked like Chris Moyles. But I was wrong, mate. You are quite pretty. Scott, I've seen you on TV, so I knew you were fit. Winking smiley. But there is a person that I can't picture. The posh lady that reads the emails. Please don't tell me she looks like my 80 years old granny. I love her accent. I couldn't get that in Newcastle. Like. Yous might know why. Well, Scotty, if you or any member of the team come to Brazil, brackets Sao Paulo, let me know. I will be your guide. Love you. William Rocha. P.S. If you read it on air, please podcast it.
Okay, that's good. Lots of people are listening to this bit on our podcast. Lots of people internationally do email us at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk in the hope that the posh Radio 4 lady will read out their message.
Becky has got blonde hair.
Yeah.
Just not green eyes.
And green eyes.
Are they?
Yeah.
They look brown.
No, they're green.
They're green.
They're just very deep set.
Why do you get back in? What was he called? William?
William.
Why don't we get on to him and see if he can book you to turn the Christmas lights on in Sao
Paulo? I'd love that.
No, there's anything wrong with Guernsey, but...
Not at all. I think Guernsey might be more appreciative, though. I don't know. I don't think many people listen to our show in Sao Paulo. I don't think so. I don't know. And that was Dear Scott. Send us your correspondence and we'll answer it.
Sorry.
What?
The one that doesn't speak's just written. Maybe Sao Paulo can get Mrs. Merton instead.
Send us your emails to...
And a panda.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or send a text message to 81199 with anything you want to get off your chest or anything you want to know from us lot. Entertainment news after September on Radio 1. I never had